is Joanne Bolt, and I am intent on helping women stop playing small in their businesses, get out of the messy middle, and into profitability. I'm a Southern mama with a snarky attitude who built a $56 million real estate empire just to prove I could, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure immersive coaching business, all while sipping coffee in my fuzzy slippers. Together, we'll uncover the tried and true tactics to building a business you love while giving you the real deal on how to make them work for you so that you can get out of your way and into action. Is it all rainbows and unicorns? No way. So put your big girl panties on and get ready, because we'll dive into it all. From failures to success to money and emotions and everything in between. Think of this as your girlfriend's guide to business. Grab your coffee or pour yourself a punch bowl of wine, because this is the B Word Podcast. I got home late last night from a goal-setting retreat with my friend Stacey Brown Randall. And y'all, I spent the entire four-hour drive home in the dark and in the rain really going through in my mind what we had talked about at that retreat. Now, bear in mind, I set goals like a beast every single year. And I'm one of those people that dates my goals at least once a month. I am looking at my P&L. I am looking at what I need to achieve my goals. I am dreaming big at all times. So the concept of doing a 1, 3, and 5 year outlook on my goals is not something new to me. What I couldn't wait to jump in here with you all today and dive into is a little comment that Stacey made while we were at the goal setting retreat. And it was probably one of the smallest things we talked about the entire time that made the most impact for me. And it was a statement that your business is either a vitamin or medicine for people. Now let's unpack that, because that is what my brain did the entire way home. The truth of the matter is, every single one of us has a business. If you're listening to this podcast, you're most likely an entrepreneur and you run your own business. And those businesses' purpose is to solve a pain point for someone. If you're a real estate agent, you're helping them buy and sell a home. If you're a loan originator, you're procuring the money to buy or sell the home with that person. If you're a yoga instructor, you're instructing someone on yoga, which improves their health, which improves how they feel about themselves. If you're a dog walker, you're allowing someone else the privilege of not having to walk their dog because you're going to. It's a pain point that you're solving. So the question is your business a vitamin, which is something that people take to make their lives easier, to enrich what they're doing, but it can be dropped in times of financial stress, or is it a medicine? Is your business that thing, that product, that service that someone can't get rid of no matter what? And as we are really entering into a time of the big R, recession, the question you've got to ask yourself as a business owner is, am I the vitamin or am I the medicine? And if I'm the vitamin, how do I become the medicine? Because the answer is not, oh no, sales are going to be down next year, I should lower my goals. Mm-mm, girlfriend, it's not. The answer is, what do I do to make sure my profitability stays where I need it to be without raising my prices? Because raising your prices could make you become a vitamin and not a medicine. The answer really is all about marketing and branding and positioning. What is your messaging saying? Are you honed in on your ideal client avatar? I know, there I go again, talking about your ICA. Is your niche so defined that you know how to message your product or service in a way that it becomes both the vitamin and the medicine for someone? That thing that they're not willing to give up, even when times get a little bit more hard in their wallet, because they know that ultimately they have to have it in order to make their business grow or to make their life better. I'll give you a great example. I cannot make cookies to save my life. I mean, I can bake them, the break and bake kind, but I can't like frost them and make them gorgeous. So if I'm going to throw a party for one of my kids, maybe a birthday party, and I want these cupcakes or cookies out that look Pinterest worthy, I am probably going to call someone who actually creates them, who actually makes them for a living, because they look a lot better. Now, in great times, that's a vitamin for me. That business provides something that makes my life easier, makes my spare time a little bit healthier because I have more of it, and I am more willing to pay $36 for 12 cookies than I would be in a time of recession where I look at that and say, okay, is that cookie company now a medicine for me? Do I have to have those cookies for the birthday party? The answer is probably no, unless that cookie company has positioned themselves in such a way that they become indispensable to me, that their product is one that I'm still willing to pay the $36 for 12 cookies, even though I could probably DIY it myself and just shrug and laugh and say, yeah, I know that they don't look as good. If they have done a great job at branding and speaking to me, their ideal client avatar, their consumer, in their email marketing or their social media, if they've tweaked the wording maybe of some of their advertisements, so instead of saying something that speaks to the vitamin piece of me, like these cookies are gorgeous, come grab them, all they really have to do is tweak that wording that speaks to the medicine piece of me. You know you need more time back in your day. Let us make the cookies crumble. As simple as re-looking at your wording and your messaging in order to make your business go from medicine to vitamin for your clients. So I know that this is a short, quick, and easy episode today, but I really want you all to spend a lot more than just a few minutes thinking about this. We're heading in like deep into December at this time of the year. It is time for you to sit down, be doing your goals if you haven't already done them, and then evaluating within those goals, are you the vitamin or are you the medicine? And how can you be both? DM me. Let's have a strategy call.